Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A look at the day's weather is coming up in just a few minutes. Attorneys for an Alabama death row inmate have filed a federal lawsuit arguing that the state's new lethal injection drug combination has never been tried on any prisoner in the United States and amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Attorneys for Christopher Lee Price filed the suit last night. It asks a federal judge to block the state from using the new three-drug combination. The state prison system developed the combination after running out of one of the drugs in its old execution protocol. Price was sentenced to death for the killing and robbery of Fayette County Minister Bill Lynn in 1991. Another death row inmate, Tommy Arthur, filed papers with the Alabama Supreme Court last week objecting to the new drug combination. The American Diabetes Association is hosting a Step Out this weekend. It's a walk to raise funds for diabetes research. More than 110,000 walkers around the country raised nearly $24 million last year. Tomorrow, the city of Mobile will host its first diabetes walk. Just over 11% of Alabamians have been diagnosed with diabetes. Mitch Lynette is with the American Diabetes Association. He says type 2 diabetes can be cured by maintaining a healthy diet and exercise regimen.
People can sort of alleviate the risk or reduce the risk by diet and the exercise and things of that nature. So, you know, diabetes is a complicated disease that shows up in several different forms.
If you'd like to take part in Mobile's Diabetes Step Out, go to diabetes.org/stepout. The Moundville Archaeological Park Museum is hosting its 25th annual Native American Festival this weekend. The event will include performers, artists, and craftspeople to educate visitors about the culture of southeastern Indians. Amanda Morrow is the education assistant at the park. She says many descendants from Native American tribes attend and participate in the festival.
The Moundville Native American Festival is the largest celebration of its kind in the Southeast. We have representatives from the Cherokee, the Chickasaw, the Choctaw, the Creek, and the Seminole, and the Alabama Coushatta.
The Moundville Native American Festival is being held at the Moundville Archaeological Park. The festival runs today from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
Temperatures top out in the upper 80s this afternoon. Turns out to be a hot day, almost a summer-like day, especially with the high humidity levels. Look for a small chance for a few pop-up storms, primarily after the lunchtime hour. Overnight tonight, clear and mild. Lows back in the mid-60s. Some patchy fog is possible. As for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, not a total washout, but a few hit-or-miss storms are going to be possible. Best chance for a storm happens north of I-20. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb. APR News.